Now time for locker room chat with Frankfurt Boys and basketball coach Ben Steinlogge. Coach, after a couple of games from this past week, start off with your guys' road game against Troy, who was coming off a really big winning streak. They continue to add on to that. 82-48 was the final score. Your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, you know, we got beat up in transition pretty good. Troy is obviously very skilled and athletic and quick. They got out on the floor really well. And thought we did a pretty poor job of communicating in transition, sprinting back, and the game got too fast for us. And then, you know, kind of got out of hand. I think they had 30 points in the first quarter, and then we were, you know, we were only chasing 9 or 10 at the time. But just not a game that our style of play that is conducive to us being successful. And, you know, that pace kept up, and offensively we did not. But it kind of started on the defensive end, not communicating. And, you know, they play inside out a little bit and hit some threes on us, and we were ending up chasing points all night.
And then you followed that up with a tough loss from Tuesday against Omega, 50-47, a tough loss at home. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, you know, a little disappointed in the first quarter with our effort. You know, I thought Omega came out and kind of punched us in the mouth. And credit to our kids. You know, we got back into it there in the second quarter. Ty Smith had a good quarter there. And Carter Olson, both those guys scored the ball really well. And we had some other guys play really hard and got back into it. We were down maybe 4 at half or something. And came out and in the second half and got to a little better start than we've been used to in the third quarter, and got up by 5 there in the fourth. And, you know, unfortunately, those last 4 minutes, that fourth quarter, we didn't score. We got out, scored 8-0, and ended up losing by 3 or whatever it was. And just didn't help ourselves, didn't make winning plays. You know, kind of some of that is maybe youth. So that was just not executed in general. So very frustrating. You know, feel bad for our kids. And you just can't quite get over the hump right now.
Absolutely. And coming up, you guys have a game against Washington County, trying to gain some momentum going into the sub-state tournament, where you'll be likely on the road. So what are your thoughts on this, the ability to really try to get things snowballing in the right direction towards the end of the season?
Yeah, we got to start. You know, we've had this conversation before, I think. I know the kids have as well. I guess we're doing things the right way all the time, whether it's, you know, at practice or on Tuesdays and Friday nights. And, you know, we have shown glimpses of reaching our potential and playing good basketball. You know, the unfortunate part of that is we've just not done it consistently. And unfortunately have fallen apart in times where we can't really afford to fall apart. And granted, you know, every possession is a big possession throughout the course of the game. Unfortunately, it just seems like towards the unit games is when, you know, we kind of fall apart as that stuff gets magnified because of how recent it is in our memory. But got to be more willing to compete for a full 32 minutes and make the right plays all the time. And, you know, whatever happens these last few weeks happens.
Absolutely, Coach. Best of luck against the Tigers coming up on Friday. And I look forward to talking to you one last time next week on Locker Room Chat.
Thanks for having me.
That was Frankfurt Boys and Basketball Coach Ben Steinlogge here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfurt.